You can tell them in the country, tell them in the town. The miners down in Mingo laid their shovels down. We won't pull another pillow, load another ton, or lift another finger till the union we have won. Stand up, boys, let the bosses know. Turn your buckets over, turn your lanterns low. There's fire in our hearts and fire in our soul, but there ain't gonna be no fire in the hole.
This is the Labor Exchange on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm your host, Robert Lindgren, with the Colorado AFL-CIO and Denver Newspaper Guild. On this week's episode, we're going to be listening to some labor songs. But first, some news updates. On November 17th, Starbucks workers at four stores in Colorado went on strike to protest delayed bargaining and short staffing. The Starbucks at Baseline and Broadway is currently voting on unionizing. An update on negotiations with the Union Pacific. Members at Smart Transportation Division have rejected a tentative agreement, which was approved by the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers. Efforts are ongoing to reach an agreement. We will keep you posted. Our first song will be Heidi Ho by the United Steelworkers of America members.
Heidi, Heidi, Heidi Ho! Heidi, Heidi, Heidi Ho! Heidi, 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 ho. Heidi, 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 ho. Heidi, 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 ho. Heidi, 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 ho.
See the sisters dressed in gold.
They're sweet, but they're bold.
See the sisters dressed in blue.
To the union they'll be true.
Round, taking over the whole town.
That was Heidi Ho from the album Solidarity Rocks, put out by the United Steelworkers of America in the year 2000. It was sung by Fran Garman of the Steelworkers Local 7600, Janet Royston, Local 8751, Deborah Lawson, USWA, Local 1440, and Kathy Kluzinski, Local 135. Just thought that was a pretty beautiful rendition and a pretty interesting time when they were putting that out. For those interested in that time period, can listen back to our shows about the Pueblo Steel Strike. Next, we're going to listen to a few Union Song classics from Woody Guthrie and Cisco Houston. Woody Guthrie wrote a lot of different labor songs and sang them around the country. He was often joined by Cisco Houston, and we'll talk a little bit about the connections to Denver on this after this set.
Hard traveling, I thought you knowed. I've been having some hard traveling way down the road. I've been having some hard traveling, hard rambling, hard gambling. I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. I've been riding them fast rattlers, I thought you knowed. I've been riding them flat wheelers way down the road. I've been riding them dead enders, blind passengers, kicking up cinders. I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I've been a-hitting some hard rock mining, I thought you knowed. I've been leaning on a pressure drill way down the road. Hammer flying, air hose sucking, 6 foot of mud and a show been a-mucking, and I've been a-having some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I've been a-hitting some hard harvesting, I thought you knowed. North Dakota to Kansas City, way down the road. Cutting that wheat and stacking that hay and trying to make about a dollar a day. And I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. I've been working at Pittsburgh Steel, I thought you knowed. I've been pouring red hot slag way down the road. I've been blasting, I've been firing, and I've been pouring red hot iron. And I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I've been laying in a hard rock jail, I thought you knowed. I've been laying out 90 days way down the road. An old judge has said to me it's 90 days for vagrancy, and I've been hitting some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I've been walking that Lincoln Highway, I thought you knowed. I've been hitting that 66 way down the road. Heavy load and a worried mind, looking for a woman that's hard to find. And I've been a-hitting some hard traveling, Lord.
Long-haired preachers come out every night to tell you what's wrong and what's right. But when asked about something to eat, they will answer in voices so sweet, you will eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky. Work and pray, live on hay, you'll get pie in the sky when you die, that's a lie. And the starvation army, they play, they sing and they clap and they pray, till they get all your coin on the drum. Then they'll tell you when you're on the bump, you're gonna eat by and by, poor boy, in that glorious land above the sky, way up high. Work and pray and live on hay, you'll get pie in the sky when you die, dirty lie. Holy rollers and jumpers come out, and they holler, they jump, Lord, they shout. Give your money to Jesus, they say, he will cure all your troubles today. And you will eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky, way up high. Work and pray, boy, live on hay, you'll get pie in the sky when you die. If you fight hard for children and wife, try to get something good from this life, You're a sinner and bad man, they tell. When you die, you will sure go to hell. You will eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky. Work and pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. Working men of all countries unite. Side by side for freedom we will fight. When this world and its wealth we have gained, to the grafters we'll sing this refrain. Well, you will eat by and by when you've learned how to cook and to fry. Chop some wood, it'll do you good. You will eat in that sweet by and by. Yes, you'll eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky, way up high. Work and pray and live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. That's a lie.
That was Cisco Houston doing The Preacher and the Slave, an old IWW, Industrial Workers of the World song written by Joe Hill. Before that, we had Woody Guthrie doing Hard Travelin'. Cisco Houston has a connection to Denver, so later on in the 50s, after recording these in the 30s and 40s, he ended up having a radio show out of Denver called the Gil Houston Radio Hour. It was syndicated around the country and was fairly popular. It was canceled a short while later, and some think that it's because of the McCarthyism of the era and folks linking Gil Houston to the earlier work of Cisco Houston. The song itself comes from the free speech battles that the IWW engaged in, and the references to the Salvation Army comes from a conflict between the IWW and Salvation Army, where the Salvation Army would play loud music to kind of drown out the soapbox speeches that some of the folks would engage in. All right, up next, we're going to listen to another older one, the Carolina Tar Heels doing Peg and All, a song about shoemaking.
In the days of 18 and 1, Peg and All. In the days of 18 and 1, Peg and Shoes is all I done.
Hand me down my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my all.
In the days of 18 and 2,
Peg and All.
In the days of 18 and 2,
Peg and All.
In the days of 18 and 2, Peg and Shoes is all I do.
Hand me down my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my all.
In the days of 18 and 3,
Peg and All.
In the days of 18 and 3,
Peg and All.
In the days of 18 and 3, Peg and Shoes is all you'd see.
Hand me down my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my all.
In the days of 18 and 4,
Peg and All.
In the days of 18 and 4,
Peg and All.
In the days of 18 and 4, I said I'd peg them shoes no more.
Throw away my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my all.
They've invented a new machine,
Peg and All.
They've invented a new machine,
Peg and All.
They've invented a new machine, the prettiest little thing you ever seen.
Throw away my pegs, my pegs, my pegs, my all.
Make 100 pair of my one,
Peg and All.
Make 100 pair of my one,
Peg and All.
Make 100 pair of my
That was the Carolina Tar Heels doing Peg and All, a song about shoemaking. This has a connection to the Boulder community in that former Naropa professor Harry Smith also put together the Anthology of American Folk Music, which helped popularize the song or helped people rediscover it. It was an anthology put together in the 60s of his record collection. He put a sometimes humorous kind of poem or summary for each song. And so the one for that song was Technological Unemployment Hits Shoe Industry in the Year of 1804. So actually, there was a really long time where automation was assumed to be coming into the shoe industry. It actually took a lot longer than folks thought. And so also the time frames are completely off from this song from a historical standpoint. But it is pretty interesting to think of how a shoemaker moved from being kind of an itinerant worker who would come to your town, your village, your farm. You'd expected to feed them, and they would prepare shoes for you based on some basic parts that you actually were expected to prepare ahead of time. And then, you know, how that evolved into the guild, into bespoke shoes, and eventually into shoe factories. And you sort of have it split where you had a type of worker making them in factories and a type of worker making them, say, in a fine Italian leather boot store. So pretty interesting song there. Up next, we're going to hear from John McCutcheon doing the Colorado Strike song. This was a song that was somewhat lost in that there weren't any recordings of it. And you'd hear in an old meeting notes, hey, they sang, you know, the Colorado Strike song and ended with a rousing rendition. But I didn't find the lyrics. And eventually History Colorado located the lyrics and the song that it was sang to. And then John McCutcheon recorded this for the first time in 2014 on the 100th anniversary of the Ludlow Massacre. This was a song deeply tied to Colorado's labor movement and to the Ludlow Massacre. This would have been a song that folks would have been familiar with in the Ludlow camp. For folks that aren't aware with that, that was a time when striking miners had been forced from the company town, were living in a tent colony in southern Colorado, and were attacked by the Colorado militia. 12 children were killed along with 7 adults. We'll then hear from Victor Jara, a Chilean singer-songwriter that was assassinated in 1973. His song is Canción del Minero, about the Chilean miners.
I'm here at the memorial for the Ludlow Massacre, which happened 100 years ago now, April 20th, 1914. One of the most important songs from that strike was called the Colorado Strike Song, alternately titled We're Coming Colorado, which according to historians has never been recorded until now. We will win this fight today, boys. We'll win this fight today, shouting the battle cry of you. Rally from the coal mines, we'll battle to the end, shouting battle cry of union. The union forever, hurrah, boys, hurrah. Down with the Baldwins and up with the law, for we're coming Colorado, we're coming all the way, shouting the battle cry of union. We have fought them here for years, boys. We'll fight them in the end, shouting the battle cry of union. We have fought them in the north, fought them in the south, shouting the battle cry of union. The union forever, hurrah, boys, hurrah. Down with the Baldwins and up with the law, for we're coming Colorado. Coming all the way, shouting the battle cry of union. Yeah.
are fighting for our rights, boys. We're fighting for our homes. Shouting the battle cry of union. Men have died to win the struggle. They've died to set us free. Shouting the battle cry of union. The union forever. Hurrah, boys, hurrah. Down with the Baldwins and up with the law. We're coming, Colorado. We're coming all the way. Shouting the battle cry of union. The union forever. Hurrah, boys, hurrah. Down with the Baldwins and up with the law. For we're coming, Colorado. We're coming all the way. Shouting the battle cry of union.
Canción del minero. Thank you.
This has been the Labor Exchange on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Tune in next week for La Lucha Sigue at the same time. All right, we'll end with the Dropkick Murphys singing a song with lyrics by Woody Guthrie. The song is called All You Phonies.
Yes, I